getting rid of the controversial land use change theory. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Rural Issues on Brownfield. The National Corn Growers Association says it's time to throw out the controversial theory of indirect land use change. NCGA President Darren Enan calls it junk science, which he says needs to go the way of the horse-drawn plow.
Well, I guess we've always said the indirect land use theory was just a theory. It's not proven. Science did not back it. And now this study put out by Purdue University just reinforced that thought. You know, that study found that the California Air Resource Board overestimated the greenhouse gas impact by a factor of two. They don't give us credit for the fact that this year we're going to produce 300 million more bushels than 3 years ago on 5 million fewer acres. And so just those kind of things are just flawed. You know, we just feel it's flawed science, and the facts and the science continually prove that.
So what do you think the chance is that these groups will recognize that this is flawed science and move away from it?
Well, I think a lot of groups do realize it's flawed science. You know, CARB just kind of does their own thing the way it looks so far, because they've had some science early on that showed that it shouldn't be part of the discussion, but they did it anyway. And so I guess now moving forward, of course, it's in the courts out there with the ethanol industry and some local folks fighting this in the California courts. You know, I think it's going to take courts to settle it just because they don't want to really listen to the science.
I know one of the concerns was that other states may look at adopting this theory going forward.
Well, that is a big concern because, you know, the ethanol industry is a huge user of our corn. You know, we've got more than enough corn for all end users, but the ethanol industry uses a lot of corn. And if other states would adopt this, it'll affect, you know, the corn ethanol and ethanol that can be blended with gasoline at a time when, you know, we need more energy sources. Why would we hurt ourselves by limiting one of the great renewable energy sources we do have?
Darren, with what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico, is this positive for the ethanol industry going forward?
Well, you know, a spill of this magnitude is never positive. And, you know, the national corn growers have been very supportive of domestic energy. We've been very supportive of offshore drilling because we think let's use our own domestic resources. But on the flip side, you know, ethanol is very environmentally friendly. You know, it reduces greenhouse gases. If you have an ethanol spill, it just disappears. There's no contaminants in it. And so, you know, on the environmental side, ethanol is very friendly, but yet this oil spill and all that, we need to continue to find domestic energy sources, and that includes drilling for oil. And so that's been our policy for many years now.
NCGA President Darren Enan. And that's Rural Issues on Brownfield, Ag News for America.